Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky around one." Ames lets it rip. Strikes it two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Bablich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final. For the first time in their history, Freo are at home.
Kick
the second last week of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final. Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be reviewing our very upsetting loss against the West Coast Eagles.
And our very upsetting loss against the Geelong Cats on Monday.
It's not been a good few weeks.
No, we missed the podcast because we both got school. I think you had a few tests. I had a few tests.
Yeah.
I had umpiring. You had... We both had footy. Yeah. You had homework. So we do apologise. We do try and get one after every game. But, yeah, and by the time that it was Sunday and the game was Monday, it was a bit hard. So we'll touch on the Eagles game first.
We played first half. Right.
First half.
Great.
Yeah. Tabs looked dangerous.
Tabs. Right. Someone needs to tell him. Where's the communication there? Why has no one told him that he doesn't have time?
Okay.
Who was the person who let their man run off and tackle him in the goal square? Because Tabman took a contested mark.
Yeah.
So who was the player that let their player run through?
Yeah, exactly. But also, is it even worth the risk of playing on from a meter out?
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Go back.
Yeah.
And do a drop punt. No snapping, no bananas, drop punt.
It's not that hard, really, is
it's
it?
Not.
I think it's honestly not harder to miss.
If he missed from there, I would have literally just left the stadium.
Shout out to Mitch McGill. I don't know if he's listening to this podcast, but yeah, we talk about it a bit. Game, what was it? He missed from 2 meters out.
Yeah,
that was in the finals.
Yeah,
I know you're listening to this.
Luckily,
Mitch,
we went on to win the flag anyway.
No, that was the season before when we
was
lost.
It?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we got knocked out that game.
It was all Mitch's fault then.
Nah, we're all right. It's all right, Mitch.
Mitch needs to learn from his mistakes.
Unfortunately, he has retired from football to pursue swimming. So Mitch,
not a good choice.
Nah, he's good at swimming.
Nah, doesn't matter.
I don't know how we got on the topic of Mitch McKell, but anyway, we'll go back to Fremantle. Injuries once again. So I didn't think there was that many injuries from West Coast game.
It was the next game. Tucker gone for the season.
Yeah.
Because I need to get some part from China or something. That's what Weber said. For his recovery.
Ah, right. So that'll take about two weeks.
Take longer to get here, so we won't be back for the end of the season.
And Walters, tight hamstring.
Yeah, they're not going to risk him. He's out this week.
Yeah. I think he'll probably come back in the week after. Don't risk him.
The season's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
We've only won two games. And they've been against, Adelaide and pretty much one quarter against St Kilda.
No, we played three good quarters against St Kilda.
Yeah, but they only came for one. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. But St Kilda are considered contenders.
They're not.
But they're considered contenders.
If they're considered contenders,
Victorian media
outlets such as Thomas Brown.
Yeah. I just don't like the negativity we get. People are like, "Oh, Freo are so bad," but they don't mention our injuries at all.
I'm pretty sure you've got the longest list. I mean, one of the youngest lists in the AFL.
But we've got around the same amount of injuries as other teams, but their injuries aren't key players.
Yeah, their injuries are their reserves players. Ours are who? So at the moment,
Pierce, Hamlin, Logue, Tucker,
Young,
Fife,
Walters, Sam Sturt, Jesse Hogan, Sam Skukowski.
That's 10.
It's 7-0. I don't know if he'd get a run in the first year.
No, I don't think he would.
But that's honestly ridiculous.
It is.
That's just not. It's not bad luck. You can't tell me that for the last.
Stephen Hill got injured.
Stephen Hill, yeah. So you can't tell me
the last 3 to 4 seasons, we have just had bad luck. No, that no, there's something wrong. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, at the end of the day, there is bad luck, such as the Hayden Young. That was bad luck. That was bad. But the soft tissue injuries. So Togo had played, what, 30 seconds of football?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
I was right in front of it, and I just see him, there we are, Togo's done for the night. Let's see who else is going to eat.
So I couldn't really see who it was at first, and I thought it could have been Sarong or Chera from where I was.
Chera's 50th game on the weekend.
It is. Big game.
And Sarong, the rising star.
Sarong.
22 disposals. He's going
to win the rising star.
And a goal. You reckon?
It really annoyed me when people said, why did Sarong get the rising star nominee this week? He was on Patrick Dangerfield, yeah, and he gets 22 disposals.
And a goal.
7 tackles and a goal.
And we only kicked, what, 2 goals for the whole game?
Yeah.
Which is disgraceful. I mean, it was raining, but...
No, don't. It's raining for both teams, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on the positive side, we only kept Geelong down to 6. Yeah. Even though we only kicked 2.
I hate it when people go, well, it was raining, that's why we lost.
I'm not saying that.
No, you're not. But that's what other people were saying. It was raining, that's why we lost. No, it's raining for both teams. Like, you can't...
Yeah, that's not an excuse. No, but
we didn't adapt the conditions once again because there was a little bit of rain in the West Coast. Not too much, a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was raining the whole game for Geelong and we're still trying to do the short kicks.
Yeah.
Which works perfectly fine for us in the dry.
In the dry.
But why are we not... We got tools up forward, Lob and Tanner.
Lob is the best contested mark in the NFL.
We've got 2 of them down forward. Why are we not putting it long? We've got some crummers down there. I mean, Matera, well, he's easily get dropped again this weekend.
Didn't play great.
Did he get a disposal? I didn't see him touch the ball.
I think I saw him get a few.
I think he got one.
I like his pressure acts. I genuinely like that. Like, at least, like, look, he shoots. Okay, a rainy night isn't a night for small forwards. Okay, yeah, we understand that. But it is. It does mean the ball's going to be on the ground a lot more, doesn't it? And that's where small forwards come in.
I think.
And get the crumbs.
Brandon Matera got one disposal.
Okay,
you're
telling me that Brandon Matera got one disposal. In fact, Brandon Matera got 10 disposals.
Well, they were all terrible then because I didn't even notice.
Sorry, no, he got 8. He got 8 disposals.
What was his kicking efficiency?
His kicking efficiency was, sorry, it is just loading. But I thought he did.
No, don't even tell me.
He had 4 contested possessions.
Yeah.
4 contested possessions. I mean, for his AFL fantasy, he's averaging 37.3. So he's...
0 disposal efficiency. 0.
I think it's loading.
No, it's not. 8 disposals and 0 kicking efficiency.
I'll have to recheck that. But, okay. Who do you think was our best? I honestly think Brayshaw was probably our best.
But yeah, Brayshaw, Sarong was pretty good. It was Mundy playing. He was a bit quiet.
Yeah, he was. But I actually like the way Mundy's getting a bit aggressive.
You've got to get stuck into the opposition.
All right, him.
I don't mind doing the boys' cup of fine.
Yeah, you're right. It's not loading. He had 0.
If he doesn't get dropped this weekend, I'm going to be very disappointed.
He had 0% disposal efficiency.
Not even one kick hitting the target. That's terrible.
Or handball.
That's just terrible. Yeah, that's...
Ty Watson... 8 disposals, 75% efficiency.
That was above our average for the game. 56, Toad. Wasn't it, for the game?
Toad.
In the wet, 56% isn't that bad.
Yeah.
But it was just we just kept doing the short kicks. And...
Toad Watson's coming. He's got his first disposal. First mark, first disposal, 5 seconds after running
Toad
off the change
range. Remind me of Zach Dawson when he got up there, could have marked it, gets the fist out.
We love it. We love
it. Was
to
great.
See
it. It was great to see. We've got another Zach Dawson in our team.
Except
great.
A Ginger Dawson. Which is great.
A ginger ninja.
He was obviously a late in for us. Brendan Cox, who, again, Brendan Cox.
Another injury.
I didn't think it was. I think that's possibly the worst game I've ever seen. Like, just the worst game. Like, it was just boring.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like...
You know, the thing annoyed me...
I don't think Geelong played well at all.
The thing annoyed me the most was when Tapno went back and it was nowhere near the post... Dean Margetts comes in, he goes, I think we need to review this.
No,
I saw he went to the goal umpire as well.
Yeah, because the goal umpire called him behind. That's why.
No, but Dean.
Oh, we love to blame Dean.
Dean gets on my nerves. Missed 3 decisions
in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's not great.
Don't get me wrong.
It's not great.
Every AFL umpire misses 5 obvious decisions a game.
Yep.
Which is fair enough. It's a hard job.
Yep.
It is hard.
It,
in the moment, you know how to make split decisions.
Yep.
But you can't miss 3 in 10 seconds.
No, you're right. I saw it actually. It was an interesting statistic. We actually win more games when Dima gets his actually umpiring us.
Well, that's because he umpires 99% of our games. So you'd like to think we win most of them.
Well, you know, I don't like him at all. But, I mean, to be fair, there's 3 umpires on the field, so it's not just him.
I think Dima gets might be the most hated umpire from Freo fans.
Oh, without a doubt. I don't think anyone... Like, I don't know that many umpires' names.
But I know Razor Ray.
Razor Ray.
And Dean Margetts.
I know Razor Ray, Dean Margetts, Nick Foot.
Daglish, whatever.
Jeff Daglish. Yeah. Matt Stevic.
Everyone knows Stevic because he umpires every grand final.
He's good. Oh, we never get him.
I know, he's actually good.
He's the best umpire. Brett Rosebery.
Well, you know a few, so you actually know quite a few of them. That's 2 games worth of umpires.
Yeah, I mean, we always seem to get the worst ones, didn't we? Guess
it's fine. One day,
he'll retire and we'll win.
No, we just won't get him. Next year's our year.
Yeah,
I'm actually calling it right now. All our players come back.
Flag medal.
No, all our players come back. We'll have a stacked defense. Our midfield will be looking great. Brayshaw, Chera on there. 3rd and 4th year.
Yeah. Daddy Frederick picking up a few crumbs. Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be getting many games next year.
Yeah.
Because our forward line will be back up and running. Liam Henry down there.
Oh, that's it. That's another injury. I mean, he's not injured before.
He actually could come back in now if they want to. I don't think they want to risk him at the moment.
I think he's just trying to get some more game time.
We are set next year. Another good draft pick. We bring in DeGoey.
Do you think we're going to get
DeGoey? No, there's no way we actually get DeGoey, but we can dream. We can dream.
We can dream.
DeGoey looks good in purple, by the way.
Everyone looks good in purple.
So, anyway, we can bring someone big in the trade period. Draft well. Next year's our year.
I want. I mean, where do you think we're going to realistically finish this season?
This season? 17th.
Do you think we're worse than Sydney?
No, I don't think we're worse than Sydney as a... with our whole team. I think right now we're worse than them because half our players are out.
I think we'd still beat Sydney.
I'll tell you one team we could still beat.
Hawthorn.
Adelaide.
Oh. Yeah, man.
What's up with that? They've got a long rebuild coming.
Oh, I feel sorry for them.
They've got 5 more years of rebuilding.
We called it last year.
Yeah, well, everyone could see it coming ever since that 2018 camp they did.
Yeah. And then they lost every single... Like, they lost so many players.
Yeah, Rory so Sloane's not the same anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have much impact. Matt and Brad Crouch are just... Their backs just give out with carrying the team.
Yeah.
See what they always got to play.
It's just...
Like, who have...
The Tex is... he's not playing well anymore.
Yeah, Tex wasn't even playing, but he's past his prime by about 3-4 years.
Yes. I don't know... Such a quick downfall. Like, it was actually... Yeah, people say ours was bad.
Yeah, I think theirs is.
But we picked up... We've been around the 14th position the whole time.
Yeah.
They have literally gone from like getting to the grand final 2017 to then missing finals 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And then going to last.
Yeah, at least we were kind of still in the hunt for 2 years after our grand final.
Yeah, they were the days.
They were the days.
Man.
We'll be back.
I say that every year.
Yeah, we look back at our previous podcast, and we were convinced we were going to make finals this year.
Yeah, we weren't expecting to have 14 injuries in our list.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, with the team, our full team, we're making finals.
Yeah, we're making the grand final.
But, you know, every Freo game. Starts with your hopes up.
And ends with 5 injuries.
Turns into frustration. Oh, and ends in disappointment. That's every Freo game.
Okay, but hear me out. I just, up until the 5th minute in the 4th quarter, I thought we could still win. Because we've played that badly before for 3 quarters and we've just gone, oh, wait, we're actually playing football. Let's just kick some goal. Like, I was like, oh.
We kept missing though.
I was like, that's all right. We can go. We'll kick one. Oh, it's all right.
I'm sorry, but lob, great contested mark, but he needs to sort out his set shot.
Yeah. He's
basically kicking off one step. I don't care.
Why does he?
I don't care if he does that stutter thing, as long as he has 2 to 3 more steps after he does it.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. He almost got too close to the mark as well.
It's really grinding my gears, if I'm going to be honest.
Your favourite saying?
It is. It's just...
You know, we just got to let the cobblers do the cobbling.
If I hear anyone say that one more time, I will literally lose it. I hated it when Ross Lyon said that. Let the cobblers do the cobbling.
I think we should bring Ross Lyon back to do media. Just media.
He does do media.
Yeah, but only for Frio. Roaming Ross. Can you imagine how awkward that would be?
How many times do you have to say that the cobblers do the cobbling?
You know, weeks long time footy.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Weeks long time footy. Everyone.
What else? What else did you like to say?
There was another one.
That's a great question, Shane. It's a really great question.
My results guarantee my spot in 2020.
Well, that obviously didn't happen.
I sort of felt bad the way we did it, though.
Yeah, we kind of just like, yeah. It's almost like what we did to Mike Harvey.
It was coming, but they did it the wrong way.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we could have just waited to the end of the season. I don't know why we need to announce it
again. One game before.
It just rocks the boat.
As much as Ross Lyon was not great in his last couple seasons.
I feel like we have to give him a proper send down.
He did bring us to our first grand final, and
I felt like they should have announced that he was going to not coach at the end of the season and let us have, like, you know, Essendon game, I think.
Yeah.
Because Sandy.
Yeah.
And they should have had something about Ross, like, because I think we do. He did do a good job. He was a better coach than, he was our best coach.
People question if he built the team, though.
He didn't really. He was already there.
Yeah.
He didn't do much, but he did. His game style did help.
But if we make it to a grand final with Longmuir, everyone knows he built the team.
Oh, 100%.
I'm already looking forward to the draft. There's nothing else to look forward to for the season.
Draft trade period. People are calling for Fife's trade, which is
that's ridiculous.
Just stop.
Leave. People are like, we'll get 2 first round draft picks. They're not guaranteed.
Yeah, well, exactly. What happens if they?
I'm sorry, but anyone. I'm gonna touch wood. I don't want any of our players to get injured. But
they may have many players left to get in.
But any player could go down with a career-ending injury at any moment, any game.
Exactly the same you said about Rao. You said he's only one game. He's not going with the Brownlow. He's only one game out from being injured.
Yeah. Exactly.
You called it before he got injured.
Yeah.
He's not winning the Rising Star. He's going to get injured.
Yeah, well, because he was carrying Gold Coast too much.
He was doing a Gary Ablett with them.
Yeah, so it's just everyone. That's why you're not guaranteed anything with draftees. They could flop easily.
Yeah.
And we've seen it multiple times. Yeah,
we have, because look at Brett Delidio. I mean, he was all right.
Yeah.
Matt Cruiser.
What? Why was he the number one draft pick?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, you're not guaranteed anything with draft. If you're gonna trade Fife, you need to get your gun back.
Yeah, you need to get Cripps.
Yeah, well, they would have to give something extra because they'd be like, Fife's older.
Yeah, let's give them Fife, and I would take.
I wouldn't give them.
I would feel bad if we traded Fife.
Fife is a one club player.
Yeah, I'd honestly feel bad. I don't want him to leave. I want him to retire.
People are like, well, we're not going to win the next 3 years, which is going to be his last 3 years and all this. And it's like,
We're going to move up forward like we did have.
We actually are going to win a premiership in the next 3 years. So
we're going to win 3 in 3 years.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely win next year.
All right. Any time we have for today?
I think that is it.
That's it?
What are our predictions for the weekend? Collingwood by 30.
I think we're going to get absolutely pumped.
Nah, they got injuries. Collingwood by 30.
I'm going to go Collingwood by 60.
And best on ground?
Chalor.
Chera has been getting stuck in.
He's been playing well.
He has. Too bad, I think. I don't know if he wants to stay.
I mean,
we're going to have a problem, though. We keep losing it. We're not going to want to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think all the players are happy, though. I think they think, oh, we've got injuries this year, but next year.
Yeah, all right.
If we lose lots of players next year, I'm going to be angry.
I don't know.
But, you know, we've got to let the cobblers do the cobbling.
Yep. Weeks long, a year's long time in any sport.
We can't control people leaving. We can just control the controllables. It's two things in life. Actions and reactions.
For every action has an equal opposite reaction. Yeah. Newton's third law.
That's it.
All right.
And we're going to win the flag.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening in.
Go for it.